Good morning. Thank you all for being here. First and foremost, the men and women of this department, those who wear the badge, those who support them in a civilian capacity, thank you for another year protecting the men and women of this city. And before I start this press conference, 2014, the year in review, was one of the saddest years for this department, in which we had to say goodbye to three incredible officers who paid the ultimate price, lost their lives in the line of duty. Chris Cortijo, Nick Lee, and Roberto Sanchez. I'd like to start by remembering them. Three amazing men with incredible families. They embodied the very best of this department, coming from the diversity of this city, coming from the idealism that every officer holds in his or her heart, going out there each day with a family worried about whether they would come back. And for all three of them, they didn't. But they are close in our hearts, and they represent the spirit of this department, one that is indomitable, one that soars as high as any in this nation. And I want to thank their families for the service that they have given and the sacrifice they have paid. Before we begin, I also want to be clear about why we're here today. Today, you know, when I first became mayor, I said, it's nice reviewing statistics, but I also want us to talk about strategies. I want the people of Los Angeles to know where their police department and their tax dollars are headed. So we have a dual purpose this morning, to review our crime statistics, to talk about the good news, the bad news, to celebrate the good, to own the bad, but also to show a department and a city family that's thinking about how we can always improve with strategies for the coming year to make Los Angeles even safer. What we learn from behind the numbers. You see, to be good on public safety, you have to be tough on crime, but you also have to be tough on the sources of crime, looking vigilantly at every trend and getting out in front of that to make sure the city is safe. So today will not only be a report on 2014, the chief and I will also discuss our agenda for 2015. Based on our analysis of the data and our experiences in 2014, both close to home and across the nation, our priorities this year are twofold. One, to drive down crime with an emphasis on violence prevention. And two, to redouble our efforts to strengthen the relationships between this police department and the people of Los Angeles even further. Let's discuss first the numbers. The good news first. In 2014, overall crime was down in Los Angeles, making it the safest city in terms of crime per capita, part one crime per capita, since 1949, when Harry S. Truman was president of the United States. As the chief and I were saying in the other room, it's almost a mind-boggling statistic when you think about it. Unfortunately, though, there was an increase in violent crime. But even in that category, before we get into the details, this city was as safe last year in terms of violent crime per capita as it was in 1957. We are a safe city, but neither of us will ever rest until we are safer. As I said, our agenda for 2015 has two goals, to reduce crime and to build trust. Let's talk about the first, which will be shaped by our analysis of the data. And Chief will go into that in even greater detail. Data analysis shows that the overall increase in violent crime is driven by an increase in aggravated assault reports. In looking at aggravated assault data, we saw three clear drivers emerge. First, changes in internal LAPD reporting procedures, the statistics themselves. Two, alcohol-related transient and street disputes. In short, an increase in fights. Third, a significant portion of the increase, about one-third, was due to increased domestic violence reports. Now, in terms of the street disputes, and Chief Beck will go into more detail, our plan is about combining technology with boots on the ground. Analysis of crime patterns, including the application of smart policing, predictive policing, and other new strategies will shape the proactive development of officers to prevent and to intervene. But with domestic violence, most domestic violence happens behind closed doors. So tactics like increased patrols research shows have very little effect in reducing domestic violence. That's why Chief Beck and I looked beyond the badge in shaping our 2015 agenda. Domestic violence is a cycle. When officers respond to a domestic violence call, there's a good chance it isn't the first incident, nor will it be the last. In fact, they are the most recurring calls to the same addresses over and over in our town. And it takes much more than just an arrest to break that cycle. That's why in some parts of Los Angeles, when officers are dispatched, so are domestic abuse response teams, called DART teams. I've known about DART teams for 20 years, even before they were here in the city in many of our stations. In 1994, when I worked on Kathleen Brown's campaign for governor, we had plans to take them statewide. I've been a subject matter expert on this for 2 decades. And it's been a dream of mine since I was council member too, and I've worked on expanding where they go to make sure that these teams are everywhere in the city. Because I'll tell you how they work. When an officer rolls out, he or she, after they deal with a situation, may have another call or another piece of business to do. The survivor of domestic violence may often feel isolated, alone, go back to that home because they feel that there is no person reaching out a hand to help them get that job that they might not have, find the shelter that they need, take care of their children and the schooling. So DART teams, which are trained, approach victims with services to break the cycle once and for all by giving them that shelter, that counseling, that help in obtaining restraining orders. And they're in it for the long haul. Victims are connected with advocates who stay with them through the court process, and they're offered services like job training, childcare, and other things to achieve lasting financial independence and to break away from those relationships. LAPD currently has DART teams in 10 divisions, but domestic violence happens everywhere, which is why I'm proud to announce that this year we'll bring DART teams to all 21 stations in Los Angeles. The mayor's fund of Los Angeles, something I established, to be able to quickly implement good public policy changes and to impact the lives of Angelenos, will take the lead. And I'm very proud that my wife, Amy Lane Wakeland, who is here with us today, will play a lead role in that goal. We also know that though there is a close link between domestic violence and gang violence. That's why I've directed my gang reduction and youth development team to focus on domestic violence and healthy relationships. Beginning in 2015, led by Anne Tremblay, who's here with us today, all GRID intervention workers, case managers, and staff will be trained in identifying and addressing domestic violence issues to break the cycle of violence that often spills out into gang crime that we see on our streets. All of our GRID agencies will be required to offer domestic violence resources and services to our clients, and healthy relationship training and activities will be incorporated into our 2015 Summer Nightlights program that has been so successful in bringing down crime during the summertime for our city's youth and their families. Ending domestic violence takes a comprehensive approach, and Chief Beck and I are committed to working together to do everything possible to break the cycle. We're equally committed to protecting the trust the department has built with the people of Los Angeles, the second aspect of policing here in Los Angeles in 2015. This is the second component of our agenda. Our strategy for doing that is to strengthen officer training and increase the use of technology to continue to make those bridges between community members, our youth, communities of color, and others as strong as they can be with this already nation-leading department. Chief Beck and I are committed to an LAPD that works with the people that it serves, not against them. This is the cornerstone of constitutional policing. And that's a department that is committed to transparency and to accountability. I'm very proud that this department stands in stark contrast to where it was decades ago. But the trust between a community and a police department can be shaken even by a single event, as we've seen across the nation. Lower levels of trust result in less participation from our community members as witnesses, giving our officers information that they need, and higher levels of crime. That's why this is such a key part of our agenda. First, my administration and LAPD were testing body cameras long before there was a national conversation. I'm very proud of this department, of our police commission, Steve Soboroff, and our chief for doing that. We worked together with our police union, our rank and file officers, who welcomed the cameras, as well as the community members who saw that as a key piece of transparency. And we will be the number one city in this country. In 2015, as we deploy these body cameras on every patrol officer on the streets of Los Angeles. In addition, LAPD will continue with its in-car video program as well. So we'll have two levels of video transparency. It will be implemented citywide in all 21 LAPD divisions. When I came in as mayor, the pace was going too slow. We have accelerated that, and this year we will deliver it. And training, as well, has an equally important role to play. No matter how much technology advances, law enforcement will always be about a human interaction. That's why LAPD officers this year will receive new specialized training in diversity, in mental health, and in autism and spectrum disorders. This training will extend beyond the academy and in the first 5 years of officers' careers, where the formative experiences on the street occur. There's much more that the chief and Dr. Pinnell will detail for you, but let me just say this will be more robust, it will be more regular, and it will make us all safer. Crime remains at historic lows, and LAPD remains a department transformed. But as mayor, I will never be satisfied. There is always more that we can do, and we're taking what we learned from 2014 to shape a stronger 2015 for Los Angeles. So I want to, again, thank the men and women of this department, those officers who roll out every single day for our city, together with the community partnerships of our police activities leagues, our community advisory boards, everybody who is out there making sure that they are part of what continues to be historic numbers. We've got our eyes on the trends that this year went the wrong direction, but the overall trend continues to be a great story about Los Angeles, especially compared with our other big cities in America being the safest big city in America. En español, hoy, como todos los días, estoy agradecido por el liderazgo del jefe del Departamento de Policía, Charlie Beck. Y también quiero agradecer a todos los hombres y mujeres del Departamento de Policía de Los Ángeles en nuestra ciudad. Nuestra prioridad ha sido siempre la seguridad de nuestros residentes. La seguridad no se cede por accidente. En 2014, la delincuencia general estuvo bajo en Los Ángeles, convirtiéndolo en el año más seguro desde 1949. Lamentablemente, hubo un aumento de los delitos violentos, pero incluso en esta categoría, Los Ángeles es aún más seguro de lo que ha sido desde 1957. Como ya he dicho, nuestra agenda para 2015 tiene dos objetivos: reducir la delincuencia y promover la confianza entre la comunidad y el departamento. El análisis de datos muestra que el aumento general en la categoría del crimen violento, que fue impulsado por un aumento de las denuncias asalto agravado. En viendo a datos asalto agravado, vimos tres puntos claros. Uno, cambios en los procedimientos de reporte interno del Departamento de Policía. Dos, casos relacionados con el alcohol transitoria y pleito callejera o peleas simplemente. Y tres, una parte significativa del aumento alrededor de un tercio se debió a un aumento de las denuncias de violencia doméstica. Pero más violencia doméstica sucede puerto cerrada. Entonces, tácticas como más patrullas no tienen ningún efecto. Por eso, el jefe Beck y yo desarrollamos una nueva agenda para 2015. Hoy, anuncio que con el apoyo del Fondo del Alcalde de Los Ángeles, o el Mayor's Fund, tendremos equipos DART, grupos entrenados para ayudar en casos de violencia doméstica, en todas las 21 divisiones de la policía para el final de este año. Estos equipos DART ayudan a las víctimas a romper un ciclo una vez por todas y les consiguen viviendas temporales. Y ayuda para obtener órdenes de restricción, pasos integrales para salir de estas situaciones. Y estoy orgulloso de que mi esposa, Amy Lane Wakeland, desempeñará un papel clave en este esfuerzo. También sabemos que hay un estrecho vínculo entre la violencia doméstica y violencia pandilleras. Por eso he dirigido a mi oficina antipandillera, o GRID, a centrarse en el entrenamiento donde aprenderán a identificar y abordar temas de violencia doméstica para romper el ciclo de violencia. Además, la policía continuará con su programa para instalar cámaras de vídeo en sus vehículos de patrulla en todas las divisiones del departamento y en los oficiales directamente también. Y el entrenamiento tiene el papel igualmente importante que desempeñar. No importa cómo la tecnología avanza, porque la aplicación de la ley siempre será centrada en la interacción humana. Por eso que los agentes del departamento recibirán nuevo entrenamiento especializado en la diversidad, salud mental y autismo, y continuará hasta los primeros 5 años de las carreras de los oficiales, cuando esas experiencias en la calle toman forma. Como pueden ver, hemos proporcionado los recursos necesarios para patrullar nuestros vecindarios para fomentar relaciones de confianza. Juntos hemos logrado avances significativos para hacer nuestra ciudad un lugar más seguro para vivir, trabajar y visitar. Gracias por confiar en mi liderazgo para mantener la ciudad más salvo. With that, I'd like to turn over to Chief Beck. Thank you for your patience in both English and Spanish to say a few words as well about the crime statistics and to announce his priorities for this coming year. Chief Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And it is an absolute pleasure to work with a mayor that not only understands the business and profession of policing, but also understands what this city needs to make it safer. The mayor's announcement today to expand the DART teams to all 21 areas is a huge step in making this city safer and stopping the cycle of violence. His refocus of GRID to address domestic violence also cannot be understated. And I think his announcement earlier this month to put on-body cameras on every active uniform Los Angeles police officer serving the public is amazing and it's something that is unreplicated in any major city. And the mayor did all of these things because of needs that he saw that are not only national needs in policing, but our local needs as well. It's a great mayor for public safety. And the things that he's done in just a short amount of time are going to make a huge difference. And I also want to thank him for remembering Nick and Chris and Robert, 3 heroes who become part of the 207 names on our memorial of heroes that have given their lives for this city. One homicide victim, one manslaughter victim, and one victim of a tragic accident. We'll always remember them, and we will dedicate our actions to them and their memories. The mayor is absolutely right when he talks about what we need to do and the course we need to set. The Los Angeles Police Department must be more effective. We take a huge portion of a scarce city budget, and we must effectively use that portion of the city budget to make this city safer. And we will do that. And I will talk about some of the strategies that we're going to use to address the increase in violent crime in a minute. But I think maybe even more important is we have to be a beacon for the rest of law enforcement on building community trust. Without trust, no small police department, and make no mistake about it, Los Angeles Police Department is extremely small, given its task, can influence the nation's second largest city and make it safer. So everything you see in not only our presentation today, but in the actions and the goals of the Los Angeles Police Department for the coming year, will be focused on those two things, making us more effective, and part of that is reducing crime, and building community trust. And we'll talk more about that as we move forward. First, to our crime statistics. This is the 12th consecutive year of crime decline in Los Angeles. That's an amazing thing that I thought I would never see in my career. Per capita, as the mayor said, we are safer than we've been since 1949, when this city had no freeways and a population that barely exceeded 2 million. But this year, violent crime rose by 14.3% in the city of Los Angeles. Now, that increase was in comparison to 2013, which was the best year in our history. Unfortunately, for the mayor and I today at this press conference, we have to compare this year to a really amazing year in which was his first year as mayor and my fifth as chief. But still, violent crime per capita is at levels we have not seen since 1957. This is still a safe city, and that's an important thing to recognize. Now, the mayor is absolutely right in his analysis. Domestic violence was a huge driver in the increase in violent crime. As were changes in reporting, as we took some misdemeanors that were previously qualified as simple assaults and made them ag assaults, and as was disputes on the streets of Los Angeles in some of our divisions, where people, largely fueled by alcohol, became involved in aggressive disputes that rose to aggravated assaults. Property crime is down in the city 4.6% from 2013 levels. Now, property crime is far and away the most common crime to occur in Los Angeles. The people that watch this are most likely to be victims of property crime, much more than violent crime. And we're proud to see a reduction in all our categories of property crime. Homicide is the ultimate crime. Homicide is the crime that takes away something that can never be returned. We ended this year with 260 homicides, as compared to 251 last year. Last year, we saw a huge decrease in homicides compared to years prior. And this year, we struggled to replicate that, but we came very close. And I think I'll talk a little bit about homicide before I move on. Homicides in Los Angeles are still largely fueled by gang violence. 60% of our homicides, 160 to be exact, were due to gang violence. Young men, primarily of color, killed by young men, primarily of color, over disputes that emerge from territory, from long-standing rivalries, and from the other factors that influence gang crime. We've made tremendous strides in reducing gang crime in the city of Los Angeles, literally cutting it in half in the last 5 years. But this is a reminder that that work is never done, that with our grid office, with our work, with violence inhibitors throughout the city, we have more to do. And while I'm extremely proud of the success we've had in reducing gang violence, we need to become even better at it. This city, which for so long was the home of gang crime for the nation and the world, is now also the home of the solution for gang crime. And we need to focus on that even more fervently as we press forward. I'll take you briefly through the crime stats. All of you have the booklet available. But I think it's important to note that while violent crime increased, property crime decreased. Burglary decreased, motor vehicle theft decreased, all forms of larceny decreased. We saw an increase in rapes this year, a significant increase. They returned to levels that we hadn't seen since 2012, so the year prior. A couple of things fueled the increase in rapes. Acquaintance rapes with alcohol involved. We need to send a better message to our young people. the ways to keep yourself safe, the need to report, the need to work within your school, the need to contact the police. These are the things that will affect this crime category. Robberies were up slightly. I think it's still a trend that has to be seen as a downward trend. And aggravated assaults, as the mayor talked about, saw a significant increase. But within those ag assaults, shooting victims were down, and gang assaults were about even. The vast majority of these assaults were fueled on the street by alcohol or in the home by domestic violence. As we focus on prevention moving forward, I think it's important to talk about some of the things that we're going to do for domestic violence. I've had B. Grimala, who will be the new chief in West Bureau, put together a program that she's going to come up and highlight. Many of our service providers are in the audience, and I know that they're heartened by the mayor's announcement of his increase of the DART program. So with that, I'm going to have B. come up and talk a little bit about domestic violence and our response.
Thank you, Chief. Good morning. Through the direction and the insight of Chief Beck and the leadership of the Office of the Mayor, the Honorable Eric Garcetti, the Domestic Violence Prevention Initiative for 2015 has been created. There are two prongs to this approach. One is a proactive one, because for every less victim of domestic violence we have, we can all consider that a victory. And the second will be a support piece. You may have seen here to my right the face of the campaign, the face that is a conglomeration of victims of domestic violence. These posters will figure prominently through a campaign in conjunction with the Department of Public Works at bus shelters and bus stops throughout the city in the very near future with a twofold message. One, to draw attention, education, and awareness to the campaign, and second, to allow potential victims, those who are concerned about their neighbors, relatives, and friends, to have connectivity with resources, hotlines that do exist currently within the city of Los Angeles. In the right-hand corner of the poster graphic, you will see a QR icon. That QR icon can be scanned from a cell phone and contains extremely relevant information that could be the first steps of connectivity to victims or those concerned about potential victims of domestic violence. As Chief Beck stated, we have many of our supporters here today from the service providers, victims assistance providers, prosecutorial agencies, representatives from the city attorney's office and the district attorney's office, who are all part of a collaboration. And I must emphasize the word collaboration here. This is a team effort. The Los Angeles Police Department alone cannot do this job. This is one that requires a multifaceted approach where we rely on the entire community and all city agencies to become involved with us, and we've already seen the outpouring of support. This campaign will be taken in many different directions. We hope to partner with the school districts, individual schools, the Housing Authority of the City of Los Angeles, HACLA, has also agreed to partner with us in this campaign. Several of the independent schools out there also are looking at teen violence and those issues out there. So we hope as we take this campaign into 2015, you'll see different facets of the message that we're trying to get out there to each and every person starting at a very young age. The second prong of the campaign is one of support. We want to ensure that from the initial radio call for service that a victim of domestic violence may make, they are getting a consistency in service, empathetic service, and something that will take them to the next level of connectivity with the very selfless social service providers we have out there, all through the prosecutorial process where they will feel that support starting from moment one. So As the campaign progresses and the initiative progresses, you'll see many manifestations of it. But again, I just want to thank, on behalf of the department, all of the people that have partnered with us, from Detective Bureau to the community to our prosecutorial agencies, and the leadership that we have seen from the Office of the Mayor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bea. We talked about trust. Building trust is done every day in every interaction that Los Angeles police officers have with the public. Training is a huge component of that. Los Angeles Police Department has a very robust training schedule that is often the marvel and the envy of other police departments. But we need to be better. We need to address community concerns. We need to talk about interactions with the mentally ill. We need to talk about use of force policy and how that can be changed and how we can ensure that officers use the minimum amount of force needed to defuse the situation. So to do that, I'm going to bring up my commanding officer of personnel training and education, Dr. Luann Pennell. Luann is nationally renowned and has led training in the Los Angeles Police Department for many, many years now. I think that that she is the person most suited to tell you what you're going to see for the coming year for police training. Luann?
Good morning. As we've just heard, we have technology, we have programs, we have partnerships. But for the community to best benefit from these resources, we need all department members, sworn and civilian, to fully understand the capabilities and applications of those resources, both their strengths and their limitations. With almost 13,000 department members, the education needs of our members are vast and ongoing. While the LAPD has a strong tradition of searching for the best means and methods for training, in 2015, we will be taking a fresh look at how the roles and expectations of policing have changed and how we can strengthen the education of our members by enhancing existing training and developing new training where needed. We will be turning to the lessons learned from educational methodology, the progress we've seen in smart classrooms by incorporating the use of the app, as you've discussed this morning, the technology that we have. We need to ensure that that information is pressed all the way down to the front lines. To accomplish this task, we will employ a known and proven model by incorporating a university framework, LAPD University, if you will. We are currently examining our curriculum to build a strong foundation, not just in the academy, but by continuous improvement and development through a person's career. Particularly during this next year, we will be looking at the first 5 years, but of course we will be enhancing all of our training as we do that. We will incorporate more opportunities to interact and use of force. We will apply blended learning, both technology from e-learning, but bringing that into the classroom, and again, incorporating the technology such as on-body cameras into our training. As mentioned in the brochure, we will continue to ensure that community trust building is not a program within the LAPD. It is integral and infused into everything we do. The various courses mentioned in the brochure are just a sample of the kinds of training we will be implementing, but it emphasizes our relentless commitment to ensure that we uphold the mission, vision, and values of the LAPD. Thank you.
Thanks, Luann. One of the things that that we need to address is street-level violence. In order to do that, we have partnered with Department of Justice and received a $400,000 grant to expand smart policing, which is a focused version of the CompStat process that ensures that officers are at the right place at the right time to prevent violence. It's a $400,000 grant. It will apply to four new divisions in the LAPD. The divisions have been selected. They are the divisions that have the highest levels of street-level violence in the city of Los Angeles. The application of smart policing, the increase in our domestic violence programs, the work at Community Trust, all of these things are going to ensure a better 2015. Very proud of the Los Angeles Police Department, proud to lead the men and women Crime's a tough business, but this is a tough department. I got a tough mayor that has absolutely supported us in everything that we need to do to make sure that this city is safe. And now I'll give it back to the mayor and we'll take some questions, I think.
Yep. Questions?
So you talk about how there's a reporting difference last year compared to previous years. How can we trust previous year's numbers if they haven't been cleaned up the way the 2014 was?
Well, I think even with any adjustments and any correct reporting, you can still do apples to apples or oranges to oranges. We realized there was one year we had to compare apples to oranges, and I think our Bureau of Data Integrity is going to, or Division, excuse me, of Data Integrity is critical to that. I spoke to the chief when this happened, my police commission. I said, look, I don't care if we can explain that it's a small single-digit percentage of quote-unquote, whether it's an error, whether it's fixing it, whether it's reclassifying it more accurately. We have to go for 100%. Do I expect 100%? That is my expectation, and I think by having folks focus on that, and I would like to work with a commission every couple of years that we have an outside audit of how we're doing it, and I think that's probably part of what the chief has talked about with the Division of Data Integrity. You know, we just went through this with the fire department. We had three outside firms or three outside entities look at it so we knew that our response times were actually accurate. You know, folks said, well, those numbers aren't very different. I said, that's not the point. You have to start with something that's real. I do believe that we're much more accurate today. It's much more useful to me. And, you know, I think by any count, whether it's apples to apples or oranges to oranges, overall crime's down, violent crime's up. This is a portion of it, but I don't want to overstate, too, that this was just because we are more correctly classifying it that suddenly crime didn't increase. It did in certain areas, and we're very focused on that. Yeah, I know. We could talk to you. I'll give you my opinion, sir.
You know, if I can address that, as you are well aware, the Department of Justice will not reissue statistics. You know, there's to go back in time and to redo the way that we translate California Penal Code into UCR will result in no changes in UCR statistics. We are doing a better job at classifying via UCR, but I want to make sure that the people of Los Angeles understand universal crime reporting system has nothing to do with the prosecution and investigation of violent crime. It is merely a reporting scheme that we use to report to the federal government so they can compare us accurately to other cities. Everybody, every city in America has trouble translating their local codes, which are number of thousands, into the eight UCR categories. There are a number of crimes that are not captured by UCR. Fetal homicide, cyber crimes. It is an old system that is difficult to use, and we work with the federal government to make it a better system. Pete.
Just one thing on that, too. The last thing I'd say is, given limited resources, if I had the choice of folks actually proactively moving forward and helping improve the department and going back and doing that audit work ourselves in a way that wouldn't change the national statistics, I'd rather do the former. The reason why, too, is if I would do that if I felt this was a department in denial, but it's quite the opposite. They have come forward, briefed me on it proactively as the issues have come up, and I think are hitting it head on. Yes, Pete. So DART teams are not officers, so I want to be clear. DART teams are actually civilians that roll out with officers. So we're not assigning officers in a new area. Patrol officers will respond to domestic violence calls regularly. It's one of the top calls that they get. What they often do is they have to roll out without a DART team there to say, okay, now that everything's fine, we take this survivor away, what can we do to offer him or her the resources that they need? And in too many times and too many places, because we have not had that in every single division, we haven't had that coverage. So it's the civilians that will expand.
How many more civilians?
Well, we have some DART providers here who can, you know, each model's a little bit differently, but these are city contracts, so they're not city employees. The DART teams usually will have a couple people on call on a given night in a given division. Sorry? if I do the math of 11, I mean, we're talking a couple dozen people, maybe a few dozen more people that will be specifically assigned to this. What it shows, it's not about having a lot of people. We have homes that and apartments where you get 5, 6, 7 return calls. All it takes is one or two people to help that person get out of that situation and for officers never to have to come back. I've always said this is important first and foremost because of the horrific crime of domestic violence. But secondly, we get those officers away from having to deal with those repeat calls. They're going to be out there patrolling other parts of our city that they otherwise can't get to.
We absolutely don't look at this as a personnel cost. This makes us more effective and more efficient in what we do. Officers respond to calls of domestic violence regardless of whether or not a DART team is available. We'll still respond, but now we'll have help. And I think the DART teams are exactly the kind of help we need.
Other questions?
Where did you see the biggest increases in domestic violence?
Geographically? They were spread around. There was a disproportionate amount of survivors were people of color, which don't live just in one part of town, to be clear. But when we looked at the ethnic breakdown, we saw a disproportionate rise in the African-American community and Latino community. We saw also that, as we know with domestic violence, what was interesting about it is actually calls. I have to check this by the end of the year, but I know around October, November, this was still holding. Calls for domestic violence were actually down. Reported acts of domestic violence were up. Now, this is the problem with crime statistics. You can make as many theories as you want, but one theory that has some credibility is maybe we're doing a better job taking those calls and resulting in actual taking the crimes in and hopefully prosecuting them. In the past, we know that this, just like sexual assault, and there's SART teams, too, by the way, that are sexual assault response teams, that'll be integral to this expansion, too, because of the rapes that happened this year. We know that they're grossly underreported. So even when years go up, some advocates I talk to say that's always good news or potentially good news because it means more people are reporting and the police are taking it more seriously and it's resulting in prosecutions. I don't want to say for sure that is. We require some more investigation, but it is not necessarily all negative news when you see those numbers. It may be that we're moving forward with this issue, but I want to make sure the personnel are there to see this through all the way to prosecutions.
77th, Southeast, Southwest, and Newton. And those are the divisions that suffer the highest level of violent crime in the city. And they will all be the beneficiaries of the SMART grant. It has been a very, very effective tool in past years in the divisions that have piloted it, and we look forward to it. It is a better way of analyzing data. It's a better way of responding to people that have high rates of recidivism. And it is also a way to bring more analysts to the problem. And part of that grant is to fund analysts at the federal level that will help us to focus our resources exactly where they need to be.
And I asked the chief, and I'll make sure that he can answer it. I want to say, because I'm a third-party verifier, we started this work before we saw this happen nationwide. And believe me, it is in response to something, but it's that the city went through that trauma a while back. We had incidents in which the department learned lessons, like at May Day during the immigration marches. Obviously, incidents that we know of in the past, Rampart scandal, all sorts of things that can erode trust. We got out in front of this before there was bad news, because it was important to us to establish this ongoing value in LAPD, which is to build community trust. For instance, our Summer Night Lights program, one of the things we're going to be doing is having barbecues with one of the vendors who donates food at the station level, as we've done, so that officers get to know individuals. In our housing projects, we've done this so that we have assigned officers for a series of years so that the youth in those housing developments know these officers and vice versa, by name, they know details of their lives. And so the video camera, the stuff that we saw going on, started on day one of my administration. The in-car stuff had started before. I was a part of that on the city council, but we accelerated it. But whenever there's things happening nationwide, I think it's cognizant to make sure. For instance, on use of force, I said, what are we doing on the training, and what can we do to strengthen that even further? But I don't know if you want to add anything, Chief.
Well, the mayor hit all the points, but he's exactly right. I mean, I have talked about trust-based policing since forever. I mean, I was one of the proponents of in-car video based on that exact thing. That's why we put it in South Bureau first. We talked about that when we rolled it out in South Bureau. This is about building the trust of the community. When we first started talking about body cameras, which was well before Ferguson or any of the incidents nationally, we talked about building trust. I've always said that the only way a 10,000 sworn, 3,000 civilian police department can influence 4 million people is through willing cooperation, which is based on community trust. The people have to have faith in their police department that we do the right thing, that we do the fair thing. But we don't ignore national events. You know, one of the reasons that we're talking about this, one of the reasons that we refocused the end-of-year Crime Stat Conference into a beginning-of-the-year discussion of the path forward is because of national incidents. We are extremely proud of the progress we've made in Los Angeles. I am personally proud of the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department and how they work to build trust. And I think it's important that on a national level, people see that and they see what we do, what this mayor does, what the Los Angeles Police Department does to build trust.
Mayor, to have violent crime go up on your watch, is that disappointing? And then the second part, sure. Does the problems uncovered at the LAPD's crime stats give you pause when we talk about Comstat in the city, Firestat, and other?
No, we should not be. Let me answer the first one. We should not be sloppy about, you know, a slippery slope that people learn along the way that having data, openness, transparency, and metrics, numerical goals, is a wrong thing. There's a right way to do it, though. That's the lesson you always learn. But for instance, to know that it took us 7 months to pay off our vendors from the Board of Public Works, and now that's down to 3 days because they had never measured that, that's a good thing. To look at how many animals are being euthanized in the city through our animal shelters, and we didn't always have those numbers in years past with specific categories. All of that, I think, is still very positive, and we have a really robust team that I think is here to support departments as they fail forward, you know, and it is actually the success of anything. This department, if you look at community trust, for instance, it was a road that was often a couple steps forward, a step back, but it was a continuous momentum in one direction. So from data, absolutely not. I think that is very important for us to continue. Second, I'm the mayor of the city, and public safety is my number one priority. To see anything go up, obviously, is not the direction I ever want to see. We put it in context, you know, still second safest year since whatever, but it's kind of like a baseball team. Look, if you're still winning the pennant every year, that you had fewer wins 1 year and more losses, doesn't sit well with you, but you're still doing well, and I think Los Angeles is still a championship team. The difference between baseball and this is when those numbers go up, they aren't just losses you can discard. It may be lives lost, property lost, violent crime, and that's what keeps me up at night, which is why I said we have to look at not just reporting what happened. I want to hear from my chief and my department, what are the strategies moving forward, and how can I, as mayor, bring administration and the city resources from the private, nonprofit, and the rest of the city family structure to say we're in this with you, not just go solve it, Chief Beck, by yourself. And I feel very secure about that. Look, the headlines tomorrow, violent crime is up. We own that. Just because in other years when it's down, we own it too. But I think the two other things that are really important that I hope also make it out there is in context, still, you know, almost the safest that we've been in a safer year this past year than it was the year before. And second, in terms of if you look at the five big cities in America, I don't know exactly where New York is. We're first or second. And I think that that's something to be very proud of. The men and women of the police department will not be perfect every year. They will deal with limited resources and whatever we give them in terms of overtime. But I'm very proud of a very safe year, very focused on that direction of the things that have ticked up.
Since we have to talk together before you go,
sure.
Do you want to talk to us about Paris at all? I mean, there's people in LA.
Sure. Sure. First of all, my deepest sympathies go to our friends in Paris, in France. The image that we saw of people coming from around the globe together, I mean, to see the Palestinian leader and the Israeli leader marching side by side, to see people of every religion and background to speak out against the violence and the attack on liberty, which is what it was, cuts to the very core of who we are in a free society. The way that police officers were targeted as well is something that cuts to our own feeling of safety and security and a reminder of what these men and women go through. I think for all of us here in Los Angeles, we are as well prepared as any big city in the world, which is to say we will never be able to eliminate fear, never be able to eliminate violence, but we are the best prepared, sharing intelligence internationally, sharing intelligence around this country, and deploying resources where we need them to be to make Angeleno safe. When there are threats against movie theaters, people went out and saw movies here in Los Angeles, just the last press conference that we were at. We will continue to make sure that we monitor these things very closely. And I want to assure, you know, for me, what do you do when liberty is attacked? You live freely. You go out there and show people that we are not going to be afraid, that we will not bow down, that more damage was done by those cowardly acts than if they had not happened, that people feel more reinvigorated to protect and to defend the rights and the freedoms that we have, especially for the press that were so viciously attacked.
Chief, could you say something about the
Sure. You know, I have two representatives from the Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Downing, and a detective from his shop who was born in France, whose mother still lives in France, going to represent the Los Angeles Police Department at the services. Our hearts go out to the entire city of Paris and the entire world of journalism. You know, all of us have risky professions, yours included. Mine may be more obvious, but we all do. It's not the risk that defines us. It's not the incident that defines us, because as safe as LA is, and look at these trend lines, we're safer than we've ever been. As safe as LA is, bad things can happen. There are evil people in this world who jealously target our country and our allies. It's not that that exists. It's like the mayor says. How do we respond to it? And I know that the Los Angeles Police Department works to prevent and respond to these type of incidents every day. And as the people of Los Angeles have seen, we're some of the best in the world at it. That doesn't remove the risk. That doesn't remove the fact that this can be a violent world and that violence can be suffered on any community. But it should hearten people. And I think that the mayor is absolutely right. It's how we live our lives, not in fear, but in progress.
Thank you all very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
I have Spanish speakers available. We also have the smart cars outside.